Welcome to the Bloomberg Law Podcast. I'm June Grosso. Every day we bring you insight and analysis into the most important legal news of the day. You can find more episodes of the Bloomberg Law Podcast on Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, and on Bloomberg.com/podcasts. Now, turning to other news, testifying at a House Oversight Committee hearing this morning, Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross stuck with his contention that he included a citizenship question on the 2020 census because Justice Department officials made a formal request of him. The Democratic chairman, Elijah Cummings, said documents showed that Ross had been working to add the citizenship question from his first days at the Commerce Department, and he gave him a chance to change his prior testimony, which Ross refused to do. Joining me is Richard Brafault, a professor at Columbia Law School. Rich, a lot of these documents have been made public. There have been two court cases on this issue. What do you know as far as the court cases, what they've shown you about it?
Well, the two court opinions, one from the Southern District of New York and one from a district court in California, have both been quite devastating in terms of their interpretation, their reading of what happened in terms of how the secretary made the decision to add the citizenship question. Both, sort of express deep doubts about the candor of the secretary and indicate that there is a lot of evidence that the idea of doing this began very, very early in the administration, long in advance of any letter from the Justice Department, and two, that the letter from the Justice Department itself originated from pressure in part from the Commerce Department to get such a letter that would give them the excuse for adopting the rule on the citizenship question. So there's a lot of evidence in the court records that cut very much against what the secretary's been saying.
Would it make sense that the Justice Department at this time would need information like that to enforce the Voting Rights Act?
A lot of people say no. It's been done. The Voting Rights Act has been enforced rather successfully without this question for some time. And until they were repeatedly prodded by Commerce, they had expressed no interest in this now or in prior presidential administrations, which were more known for their aggressive enforcement of the Voting Rights Act.
Now, from what I understand, even people in the Commerce Department, the experts in this area, which includes the Census Bureau, said the question could result in undercounting the state's non-citizen population, and they've prepared methods to sort of mitigate the shortfall if it happens.
Right. Now, there's well-established evidence that if you ask this question, even if you're known to be asking this question, some people will simply not fill out the form, whether they're non-citizens themselves or they simply have non-citizens in their families. Some households will have a mixture of citizens and non-citizens, and that people will be uncertain or will doubt the secrecy of the census results. They're supposed to be confidential, but they'll be nervous about it, and they'll be nervous that even if they are here legitimately with proper documentation, they may be nervous that this will have some negative reaction for them. So there's a lot of concern that this will, if this question is asked, that it will exacerbate the undercount and lead to simply an improper count.
Let's discuss this case that's coming before the Supreme Court on the census. Will Ross's testimony about this and his different will Ross's testimony about this and his position on this be part of the Supreme Court case or not?
Well, it won't be in the record, as far as I know. I mean, in fact, what the Supreme Court is technically doing is it is reviewing the decision of Judge Furman in New York on taking the case up before the case went through the Second Circuit Court of Appeals. I'm not sure if they have yet added the case out of California, but everyone expects that they will, in part because the issue of what of the questions on the census really has to be decided fairly soon. There really has to be a decision, I think some people think, by June. So there is a closed record. In some sense, the question is, the Judge Furman at least made a conclusion, not on a constitutional question, but purely on the Administrative Procedure Act, that the way in which the decision was made to add this question failed to comply with the Administrative Procedure Act. So there is a record on that. So I don't know that this will be in. It's possible that the lawyers will try and get some of it in. But I think there already is a complete record.
Now, the second judge in California, Judge Seaborg, wrote that the inclusion of a citizenship question on the 2020 census threatens the very foundation of our democratic system and does so based on a self-defeating rationale. As you mentioned, two judges, both times saying the citizenship question shouldn't be included. But looking at the Supreme Court, do you see with this more conservative court a different opinion there?
Well, again, and certainly two of the judges have already, in separate opinions connected with the decision to take the case, have expressed some doubts about what Judge Furman in New York did. It was in a, sort of an opinion by Justice Gorsuch, I think, joined by Justice Thomas. I mean, at least the Furman case, the New York case, will focus really about administrative procedures. And in theory, it should be whatever the views are about how the census should be run. The question really is, did the Commerce Department follow the rules? Did they do the kinds of review necessary to make major change like this that the law requires? As advocates of the question will point out, have pointed out, and many times in the past, a citizenship question was part of the census, although I think the last time was either in 1950 or 1960, so it is a big departure from the last many decades. It's not out of the question for that question to be asked, but there is a real downside to it in terms of reducing the accuracy of the count. And I think what the Commerce Department should have done if it wanted to ask this question was do a legitimate review of the benefits of the question versus the harms. And the allegations that have been made by the people challenging this, and the finding, I think, in both the New York and California courts, is that they failed to do the kind of assessment that the Administrative Procedures Act normally requires.
All right. Thanks so much, Rich. As always, we'll be keeping our eyes on the Supreme Court for the final answer to this. That's Richard Brafault, a professor at Columbia Law School. Thanks for listening to the Bloomberg Law Podcast. You can subscribe and listen to the show on Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, and on Bloomberg.com/podcast. I'm June Grosso. This is Bloomberg.